This week has been the hardest, the most emotional and heartbreaking week. To go through again the loss of Robert, the cause of Robert's death, the fact that Robert died twice. The first time after the assault when he was not unconscious and resuscitated. He was taken to North Manchester and then transferred to Salford Royal. The failure of the hospitals caused the death of Robert. And the inquest today proves the attacker caused Robert's death at first, and then the failure with the hospitals contributed to the loss of Robert.
That must have been incredibly hard for yourself and your family to take in, that had some of those failures not happened, Robert may still be with us today.
Absolutely. If Robert had been transferred earlier, if he'd have been operated on earlier, he would still be here today.
What was your reaction to the fact that Salford Royal have apologised and have said, you know, they did fail Robert that day?
Well, one would expect that when the truth comes out that an apology would be given, but it still doesn't change the fact that Robert should still be here today.
Are you satisfied with any of the changes that they say they've made since this happened?
If it helps towards another patient being saved, if it helps with future problems, then it can only be a good thing.
Now, obviously, you've said that Robert died twice, the attack at Parklife. I mean, you're still yet to get justice for that.
The attacker is still out there. He punched Robert so hard, he knocked him to the ground, and not Robert. He became unconscious. He then walked away and left Robert, and he's still out there. He knew at the time what he'd done. He watched Robert being resuscitated. He knew what had happened, and he just walked away with no concern for Robert. He just walked away.
So many people have been helping with this investigation. Lots of footage, lots of pictures that were taken that have been submitted. Are you hopeful that this person will be caught eventually?
One never gives up hope where he went after. But as I've said before, he went somewhere that night. He went home with someone. He was somewhere the following day. Somebody knows alongside him who he is. And all I ask is, if you do know, is to contact Greater Manchester Police.
How much does that justice mean to you and your family?
Justice for Robert, the fact that Robert was not an aggressor. He did not offer or punch. And justice should be done, the fact that Robert was not the aggressor. He did not attack. He was there purely to listen to the music because that was his love and he enjoyed music.
I know that's one thing we've heard over and over about Robert, is his love of music. How much did he love music?
When he was at primary school, he played the trumpet and then he played the drums and then he took up the guitar. He did try the piano, so his love was music and that never left him. When he used to come home from uni, he would play the guitar and find his mother sat on the bed next to him listening to him.
Those memories really are held close in your hearts, aren't they, you and your family, memories of Robert?
We will never, ever, ever lose the love that we had for Robert or the love Robert had for us. Those memories will just stay in our hearts. We adored him.